Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. This is the first of two episodes in which you will be able to listen to competition entries from listeners who have entered my fairly long-running competition to win the Macmillan Phrasal Verbs Dictionary, which I won myself in another competition earlier this year. Okay, so as you may know, just over a month ago, I launched a competition in an episode called Competition Plus ABC Phrasal Verbs. The aim of this competition was to give listeners to this podcast a chance to contribute and comment using voice recordings that they'd made themselves, so they could contribute voice recordings as comments on episodes of Luke's English Podcast. So it's been an opportunity for listeners to get a sense of the community of people around the world who listen to this. So when you listen to this episode and the next episode, it'll give you a flavour of all of the different people around the world who listen to this podcast regularly. And it should give you an idea of just, you know, it should give you basically a sense that you're part of a large community of people all around the world. I think that's important, just so that you don't always think that it's just a man in a room. It's more than that. There's actually, as I said, people around the world who regularly listen and contribute to this this podcast. Also, with the competition, I want to give listeners a chance to focus on their speaking and to encourage listeners to prepare a couple of minutes of spoken English. Obviously, the podcast is mainly about listening and also getting information about the language. But for many people who listen to this, it's difficult to practice speaking. So I'd like to give people ideas on maybe how they can practice their speaking when they don't have anyone to talk to, or when they don't have any native speakers to talk to. There are ways of doing it. You can record your voice or contribute MP3 recordings to programs like this. So I wanted to give listeners a chance to sort of practice some speaking as well. I think it's good practice. It's good for you to put yourself under a bit of pressure and to try and record, you know, your own voice. People who've contributed to this competition, I've had about 25 entries, which is not as many as I expected, as a matter of fact. I'm fine with that. It's a perfect number because it means I can, you know, I don't have to produce loads of episodes which include all of the competition entries that I've had. 25 is quite a manageable number, so that's great. I imagine reasons that people haven't contributed would be things like, you know, they're happy to just listen to episodes, or maybe they feel kind of nervous about their English and they don't want necessarily to record themselves and then have people all over the world listen to it because they feel a bit shy. And that's fine, I completely understand that. I know that some people who have entered the competition and sent me MP3s have said that they found it quite a stressful experience. Some people recorded their recordings over and over again until they were happy with it. And it's true, it can be quite a stressful experience recording your voice. But I think it's good practice to just press record and try and come out with something that makes sense and something that has some structure to it. It's good to put yourself under that pressure because you start to get a sense of your limitations in English. It's good to challenge your English from time to time because it allows you to push out the boundary, to push out your limitations. I think this is important. We have to challenge ourselves in order to kind of push out the boundary of our limitations. I realise that not everyone is actually capable of recording their voice. They don't have the technology. Maybe people just couldn't do it. I did accept a few entries by email as well. I only got a few of those, but I will read those out as well. So what are the rules of the competition and how do contestants win? Well, basically, you as a listener, you can vote on on competition entries. So you can vote for your favourite MP3 comment, okay? So what you should do is listen to the entries in this and the next episode and then vote on your favourite. So which one was your favourite comment? How do you decide what your favourite comment is? Well, that's really up to you. But it shouldn't just be a judgment on the quality of English in the comment. You can also consider things like which comment do you agree with or which comment do you find particularly interesting, entertaining or funny. So it's not just a how good is the English competition, it's just how interesting or how relevant or entertaining or funny was the comment. Okay. Now, when I launched the competition, the guideline was I wanted you to record about 2 minutes of audio, and the vast majority of entries that I received were within that 2 minute limit. A couple went over a little bit. One of them was actually about 6 minutes in length. I'm not that strict, to be honest. Maybe I should be. Maybe teachers should be strict, but this isn't really like one of my classroom lessons. This is just Luke's English podcast, and it's meant to be just a bit of fun and entertaining. And so the rules aren't that strict, so I did allow one entry which was over 2 minutes long. But you, as the voters, you can decide whether that is worthy of your vote. You might decide that 6 minutes was longer than I asked for, and so that may be something that you can consider when judging which one is your favourite. Who knows? It's really up to you to decide which ones you think should win. Okay? Okay, so how do you vote? Well, to vote for your favourite comment, you should go to the podcast page for this episode and then add your comment at the bottom. Okay? So you should visit teacherluke.podomatic.com and then find this episode, which I believe is called... Well, if you're listening to it now, you should probably know what the episode is called. I think if you try and access it from an iPad or an iPhone, you will get the mobile version. So you should try and access it from a computer. Then you will be able to add your comments. Okay, so teacherluke.podomatic.com. Find this episode, which I believe will be called Competition Entries Number 1, I think. And then just add your comments at the bottom of the page. And you should say... All you need to do is just say, I vote for, and then the name of the person who added the comment, and the country that they're from. For example, I vote for, Jose from Spain, for example. If you want, you can add a reason why you vote, but all you need to do to vote is just to write the name and the country of the person you're voting for, okay? If you write a comment on Facebook, that doesn't count. If you listen to this episode on Facebook, don't write the comment on Facebook. Go to the page and write the comment there. That's the only way you can vote. Don't send me your votes by email. I'll only accept votes which are added onto the comments part of the page for this episode. I do hope that's not too confusing, and I do hope that you vote. I know that... I think the vast majority of people who listen to this listen to it on iTunes, which means that you're not completely connected to the website. I know that because the number of downloads and listens I get is much higher than the number of page visits that I get. But please do vote. And please do visit the page in order to cast your vote. If you're not sure at all about any of the rules of this, then you can email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com. One thing is, You can vote for yourself if you've added, if you've sent me an MP3 with a comment, with a competition entry. You can vote for yourself, but be reasonable. Don't vote for yourself over and over and over again. Let's be fair here. And in the end, hey, it's only a dictionary, isn't it? So let's just be civil and reasonable about this. So that's it, basically. The winner is the competition entry with the most votes. In the event of a tie, when, for example, several people get the same number of votes, the winner will then be decided by a panel of judges. And those judges will basically be just some of my friends. So I'll play the MP3 comments to my friends, and then they will decide which one they consider to be the best. There are actually two runner-up prizes for second and third place. First prize, of course, is the Macmillan Phrasal Verb Dictionary, which is a new publication with all the latest phrases in it. But there are two runners-up prizes, and that's an old edition of the Oxford Phrasal Verb Dictionary and an old edition of the Oxford Idioms Dictionary. And I found those two books in a charity shop in London. They're old editions from, I believe, the 90s, or you know, they're over 10 years old. But they still contain loads and loads of really useful phrases and expressions. They're just not the brand new editions. Okay, so first prize, Macmillan Phrasal Verb Dictionary. Second prize, Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary from a few years ago. And the third prize, Oxford Idioms Dictionary from a few years ago. Okay, now I'm about to start. What you're going to hear is 12 comments from listeners, and then in the next episode you will hear the other, I believe, the other 13 comments. And it's in alphabetical order by first name. I will also give some language feedback after each comment. So that actually is perhaps one of the most useful aspects of this episode, that you'll be able to learn bits of English from the language errors that I pick up. Okay, so in a second you will start to hear some of the comments, and in this episode, in the first one, you're going to hear comments from these people: Camilla from Brazil, Christina from Italy, Daniel from Spain, Dimitri from Moscow, Elisa from Finland, Evelina from Poland, Faru, I think that's how I say your name, Faru and Nodir from Uzbekistan, Genevieve from Brazil, Hiroshi from Japan, Juan Carlos from Mexico, Kirill from Belarus. So those are the competition comments, or the competition entries, in this episode of Luke's English Podcast. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get straight down to it and hear the first comment. And that is, let's see who's first. I believe it's Camilla from Brazil. Let me just check in my folder, just to hold on a second. Yes, it's Camilla from Brazil. That's the first comment. Let's get started. Here we go.
Hello, Teacher Luke. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the amazing podcast. My name is Camilla. I'm 19. I live in Brazil, in Fortaleza. I study business administration at college, and English language will be very important for my career. I study English for 1 year now, so I'm just a beginner. I think that after I found your podcast, my pronunciation and my listening are much better. I like your podcast because you're very funny. Your humor makes me remember my cousin, but of course he speaks Portuguese. And I like it because while I'm practicing my listening, I'm also learning about different subjects, such as the British culture, the accents, films, music, TV series, transportation, and even swear words. I really appreciate the podcast about Doctor Who. I didn't know this TV series, I'm very curious about British TV series. I know Melon, Survivors, and Skins, and I'd like you to talk a little bit more about British TV series. It's a very good way to practice my listening. So that's it. If I made any mistake, I'm sorry. I will study more, I promise. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for that, Camilla. Lovely message from you. You say that you're a beginner. I don't believe you. You don't sound like a beginner to me. Very good. That was excellent, in fact. And you said, the only mistake that I noticed, the only genuine mistake that I noticed was when you said, if I make any mistake, which is kind of ironic because you did make a slight mistake when you said that. And it was, if I made any mistake, you said, and it should be, of course, if I made any mistakes, plural S, but all round very nice. And you asked me about British TV series. Well, of course, I could do a whole episode on British TV programmes. But if you want some instant recommendations now, I would recommend some British comedy shows. For example, Peep Show, Spaced, Extras, The Office, The IT Crowd, and I'm Alan Partridge. They're some of my favourite TV shows on British TV. Right, let's move on to the next comment, and you are now going to hear from Christina in Italy.
Hi, Luke. Hi, everybody. I'm Christina from Italy. I bumped into Luke's English podcast a couple of years ago on YouTube, where I found a video episode entitled Subtitles in Videos, the one with the sleepy kitten at the end. It's not exactly the nicest episode, but it's basic. It was kind of a revelation for me because till then my listening comprehension wasn't so good, despite I tried hard. Thanks to this episode, I focused my problem, so I followed the advice and I realized an important thing, that is, doing without subtitles is a step in the right direction. Listening comprehension is still my weak point, basically, not to mention my strong Italian accent, but I've made some important improvements for sure. So thanks, Luke. You should be proud of your podcast because it makes the difference, really. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Christina, for your sincere message. I like that very much, especially what you said about at the end there, where you said I should be proud of my podcast because it makes the difference. That's very nice of you, and it's that makes the difference to me when I hear lovely comments like that from students. So don't worry, I am proud of it. I'm very proud of Luke's English podcast. Thank you. So, you were talking about one of my videos. The first thing that you found of Luke's English podcast was a video on YouTube about subtitles. You can find that on YouTube. And my advice there is to try not to use subtitles too much. You can check out the video on YouTube. Let's see. You did say I bumped into Luke's English podcast on the internet. But we don't use bumped into to talk about things you find on the internet. You'd only use bumped into when you're talking about when you meet someone by accident. So you don't plan to meet someone, but you do meet them. So it's only used when you meet a person. But if you find something on the internet without planning to find it, then we'd use the expression come across. So I came across Luke's English podcast when I was surfing the internet. So come across something and bump into someone, okay? Yeah, another thing you said was to, despite I tried hard. And after despite, you need a noun, but not a clause. So you can't say despite and then a clause, like despite I tried hard. You'd have to say despite the fact that I tried hard. So despite is followed by just a noun, or if you want to add a clause, you can use the fact that. So despite the fact that I tried hard. Okay, Christina, thank you very much for your message. That was Christina from Italy. And the next one you're going to hear is Daniel from Spain. Daniel from Spain.
Hello, Luke. This is Daniel Rocco from Spain. I'm also a teacher of English, and I'd like to thank you for your excellent job on podcasting. I usually listen to your podcasts on my way work, and I think they are really, really useful for students. I really like your stuff. Yeah, I think it's very, very excellent. I'm very, very good. Thank you for them. Okay, your podcasting is very positive. Yeah, very entertaining as well. I like those of the comedy ones. Actually, I need to, yes, I would like you to do more on comedy as well. Yeah, having fun, listening to you. Very interesting topics you talked about. Perhaps if you could possibly just do something more advanced or more, not so many vocabulary, because advanced students, we don't need so many explanations. We know how to look for the vocabulary and the expressions and so on. Just the real English, trying to work on the comedy. I like your explanations, although I like your explanations as well. The comedy ones are like, I remember the one of the fighting between a shark and a bear. You know, I like it. Yeah, I like it very much. Yeah. The first time I listened to the comedian, it was difficult for me to understand, but as soon as you explain it, I get it right. Yes, it was very helpful for me. Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Well, I think it does it. I don't want to keep on talking. It's about 8 minutes now. Yeah, I think it's enough, and I hope you could find the time to answer this. Thank you so much. Keep up. Yeah, keep up with your podcasting. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed. Bye. 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 Bye.
Thank you very much for that, Daniel. That was actually an edited version of a longer piece of audio that you sent to me. And perhaps I will put the full version at the end of this episode so that listeners can listen to the complete thing. The intention there, what you were really saying there, I think, was that you wanted to respond to me in another way, not just via email, but by some kind of podcast of your own. And I think that's a very good idea, and I wonder how you felt about recording a podcast like that in English. I should give feedback. I did say that I would do. We all make little mistakes when we speak, including me. As a native speaker, I make my own kinds of mistakes. But I think that part of what I'm trying to do with this episode is to give people an opportunity to get some feedback on their English too. So I will, even though your English is excellent and you're an English teacher, I still feel obliged to kind of pick out a couple of mistakes. So you did say very excellent. Now, that, to be honest, is the sort of thing that a native speaker might say, but technically it's not correct, because you shouldn't say very excellent, because excellent is an extreme adjective and it's not normally graded with the word very. You might say absolutely excellent, in fact. So you said also my impression on your job, and it's my impression of your job. And I'm trying to respond. I'm trying to respond you, and it's I'm trying to respond to you. I'm sure that you know that's probably just a slip that you made by mistake. And you also said at the end, keep up with your podcasting. And it's actually keep. We'd probably say keep it up, right? Keep your podcasting up, or keep it up, meaning keep doing it. Keep up with something means that you kind of stay at the same speed as something else. So in a race, for example, you try and keep up with the other runners, for example. Thank you very much for that, Daniel. And as I said, that's an edited version of a longer audio podcast that Daniel sent to me. And I will put the full thing at the end of this episode. Now, who's next? We have now got Dimitri from Moscow in Russia.
Hello, Teacher Luke. Hello, everybody who is listening to Teacher Luke English podcast. I am Dimitri from Moscow, and I have few words about podcast. I'm sure that everybody finds podcast very interesting and exciting and very useful, of course. And if you think the same, let's give some money for this good job. Let's make donations. And we can do it like giving tips for a good lunch after the new episode. We can give some tips and say, thank you, Luke. It was wonderful. It was the best thing I have heard. And if you are a teacher, I think you have to make some donations because you get money using this stuff. Mm. Or maybe if you are learning English and want to get a new job and English is essential for you, and if you don't have money now, I think you will have money when you will have a new job, and I sure that you will have a new job, and then when you will be a rich man, don't forget your teacher and make some donations. That's what I want to say. And if you are a lady and you now you're learning English, but in future I know it 100%, you will find a good husband from England or somewhere else, and English will help you to find the good husband, and he will be not less than lord or some of the king's family, and you will be a rich girl. And don't forget that your English was from English podcast, from Luke's English podcast. And that's it, I think. Cheers.
Well, cheers to you too, Dimitri. Thank you very, very much for those comments. And I completely agree, of course. If you're trying to get a job and you need English, then, well, Luke's English podcast might help. And if you're a girl who's interested in marrying some kind of lord or a king or a prince or something, then, you know, English will certainly help you with that. And when you do manage to finally marry Prince Harry, I think he's the only one who's still available. When you finally manage to marry Prince Harry and you become like princess, you know, of Britain or something, then, you know, just don't forget Luke's English podcast. That's where you learnt the English in order to seduce the possible future king of England. Obviously, you'd have to deal with William and Kate first in order to become the next king and queen. So there you go. Yes, I completely agree with you, Dimitri. And of course, yeah, donations. Yeah, please do take Dimitri's advice. Just send me a tip or something that might help help me to continue doing this. Couple of things, Dimitri. You said you will have money when you will have a new job. And so you will have money when we wouldn't use will again. It's like a first conditional. You can use when or if there. But after when or after if, we don't use will. So it should be, you will have money when you have a new job. Okay, I know that you're talking about the future, but after when, you still don't use will, because the when or the if implies the future, you see. And the same thing is when you will be a rich man. So it should be when you are a rich man. Okay, so remember that. After if, you don't have will, and after when, you don't have will. The rhyme is, if plus will makes teacher kill. Okay? And if plus would is never good. Except in some exceptions, of course. Now, who's next? Next, ladies and gentlemen, you have got Elisa from Finland, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Quick hello to you, Luke, and all listeners all over the world. I'm sending this message to you from Finland. And wow, to be honest, it's amazing that I'm doing this kind of stuff. I'm not good at speaking at all, but okay, I'll try to say something to you, Luke. Okay, let's take, for example, your podcast, Childhood, Growing Up, and something like that, childhood stuff and so on. And as yourself said, You really had plenty of good vocabulary in that episode. And, you know, it was so educative, and for most it was it was really fun. I mean, it was so fun with a big F, fun, fantastic, you know. Yeah. I agree, Luke, as you said, your parents, they've been they've been really successful when they brought you up to be a good lad, you know, as well as your brother is. but I have to say, you definitely, boys, you know how to swear to. Sorry. Oh, and it was good to hear that you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth, but I definitely hope that you didn't have any kind of spoon in your mouth when you were born. And then I think it sounds a bit ridiculous, but somehow I can see you to be a little naughty, stubborn, and hyperactive kid who's telling fibs to everyone, but that at the same time is scared for Tooth Fairy. Oh, lovely. You know, it was so heartbreaking that you had to put your pillow out of your bedroom. Whoa. So, I mean, sorry, it had to be really scary for you. Okay, that's it. Anyway, I've been listening to you, Luke, since you started, and I think, was it 209? I guess, yes, it was. And to be honest, I've learned a lot, and it's quite amazing, because I'm not so bright at all. Anyway, I hope you all in a nice spring, and Luke, you're awesome. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Elisa. Very sweet things that you said there. And you said that you're not good at speaking. I don't agree, because you clearly are very good at speaking. Let's see. You said educative or educative, and I think it's educational is the correct adjective. Scared for the Tooth Fairy, actually scared of the Tooth Fairy. I've been listening to you. And the year was 2009. I do hope that my corrections here are not putting listeners off and making you think that these comments that I've received are anything less than brilliant, because they all are excellent. And, you know, you have tons of respect from me to pluck up the courage to record your voice and send it to me, knowing that it will then be broadcasted on the podcast. So massive amounts of respect for anyone who sent me audio recordings. And just, you know, listeners, just bear that in mind, OK, that these people deserve your respect for sort of plucking up the courage to actually send me recordings of their own voices. Because as we all know, it can be quite a painful experience to listen to the sound of your own voice. So everyone who's sent me audio, you've got my respect. And I think you should have the respect of all the listeners too, just for having the confidence to do this. Let's move on to the next person. And we've got Evelina from Poland. And she sent me something by email. So I'm going to read out what Evelina wrote to me. So let's see what she says. She said, "Hello, it's Evelina from Poland, and I'd like to enter the competition to have a chance to win the dictionary. I wanted to reply to Luke's episode about essential social English, because I've been studying English for 8 years now, and although I came across piles of books for English, not even a single one provided a satisfying amount of useful expressions necessary in everyday life. The most confusing expression for me was 'all right,' when it was used as a form of asking how I was by my boyfriend's father. My boyfriend is English, and when his dad was trying to be polite, he used to say, 'all right.' I would get confused and freak out, because I never knew what I was supposed to answer. Should I have answered 'fine, thanks,' or 'good?' So I kept quiet and was perceived probably as a moron by my future father-in-law. So thanks, Luke, for saving my face and the image of the whole Polish nation. We aren't kept in the dark anymore. Good luck to everyone. Eve. So, yeah, all right. If someone says all right to you, you can say all right. Or you can say all right. Or you can say fine, thanks. You can say fine, thanks if someone says all right. And also you can say good as well. Although that's kind of an American thing. If someone says to you, how's it going? Or how are you? And you say good, I'm good. That's quite American, by the way, just to let you know. Thank you for that, Eve. And I'm glad that somehow I helped you to kind of continue having a good relationship with your future father-in-law. Basically, I saved your marriage, I think, by the sounds of it. So, you know, you're welcome. You know, anything I can do to help. Right, now, so next up we've got... I think this is how I say your name. Faru? I think so. Faru and... no dear from Uzbekistan.
Hello everyone. My name is Faro. I am from Uzbekistan. I think you don't know where it is because it's not a popular country. It's the middle of Asia.
Central
Asia. Okay. We want to talk about childhood and growing up. And my friend talks about his childhood. Please, Nodder.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nodder. As he said, my name is Nodder. We are both friends from childhood, and I would like to tell story about my childhood,
which is interesting.
At all, it was a magic childhood, I think, because my father worked as a counselor. by his work, we traveled to many countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and have a trip to Sharm el Sheikh, Scandinavia, and such like countries.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think that other countries will benefit for your studying, or you choose this your native country?
I think my country is good to my benefit to growing up, but other countries helps too to develop. Because my personality growing up in other country, because my childhood spent in other countries, that who I am become better.
Okay, thank you. And I want to talk about my childhood. And as I not like my friends, because I didn't go to another country to study because my dad didn't work like this job, you know. And so I grew up in my country, in my native country, which is Uzbekistan. And I think growing up in your native country, not bad. Actually good. Because, yeah, you... I don't know, it's good. I don't know how to explain. I know it's long long episode, which is getting longer. Sorry, but we don't like rules.
So thank you for attention. So see you later.
See you later. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen. As you say, you don't like rules. Is that true in Uzbekistan, or is that just you two? I don't know. You like to break the rules, I guess. You're mavericks. Yeah, mavericks. Don't like to play by the rules. You're even prepared to record a slightly longer comment than you should have done. So, you know, never mind. That's a cultural thing, I suppose. I don't know. Is it just you, or is it everyone from Uzbekistan is kind of like, you know, doesn't live by the rules that everyone else lives by? I don't know. Thank you very much for your comments, though, gentlemen. It's nice to hear something from two people. So... You said that Uzbekistan is not a popular country. I think what you mean is that it's not a well-known country. I don't really know if it's popular or not. I don't know how people feel about it, how your neighbours feel about you. But what you really mean, I think, there is that Uzbekistan is not a very well-known country, because you mentioned that I probably didn't know where it was. I'm not completely sure exactly where it is, but just from your accents, it sounds like you sound a little Turkish, but I don't want to make some horrible cultural mistake here by comparing your accent to someone with a Turkish accent. You might not like that. I don't know. I've no idea, really, how you get on with your neighbours, but I'm just going to... I'm now Googling Uzbekistan, and I'm going to have a look at it on the map. Okay. So you border, it looks like you border Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan. Hold on. Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan. It looks like those are the countries you border. So, yeah, maybe in a similar region, but you don't border Turkey. So I got that completely wrong. Just shows that my poor knowledge of geography in that particular part of the world. Okay, thanks, gentlemen. Let's see, what else did you... You were talking about whether it's better to study in your own country or to study in another country, I believe, at one point. And your pronunciation of the word native, you said native, but something sounds like native, but it's actually native, A, the A sound, native. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's move on to the next competition entry. And that is Genival from Brazil, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going all the way across the world, all the way to the separate continent. And you can now listen to Genival from Brazil.
Hi, Luke. First of all, my name is Genival. I'm from Brazil. Thanks for the opportunity to participate. I would like to say that all your podcasts are good in its way. But I highlight Mind the Gap. Mind the Gap is special to me, not only in terms of language. It is meaningful, it is cultural. I even used it, part of it, in one of my lessons. I tried to compare with São Paulo Metro, which is quite similar in some aspects. I really like it. I think it's an enjoyable conversation. It's not exactly teaching, so it's perfect. Sometimes I try to do it with my students. And another thing, man, I think what you have been doing with your podcasts are special. They are special, especially because it is what internet is for. Sharing culture, sharing knowledge, you know, trying to make this world a better world, in my humble opinion. And I wish I could do something to help. And if I can find something, I'll try to make it clear. Anyway, thank you again. Thank you for the opportunity to participate, and keep on doing what you have been doing, if possible. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, Genival. Thank you very much for that very sweet message. And yes, you're right. I am basically making the world a better place, aren't I, by doing this? You know, I'm saving the world. That's really what I'm trying to do. I thought, you know, the world is in, you know, it's having its problems, it's having difficulties. You know, we've got wars going on, there's an economic crisis, there's a food crisis, a fuel crisis. How can we fix this? The only way to do it is for me to record episodes of Luke's English podcast. That's basically going to help. That's the cure to the sickness that ails the world. And so, you know, if you agree with me, just let me know. Maybe throw a little bit of cash my way. I do hate to keep going on about donations, so I'm just going to stop doing that. So you said it's what internet is for, and it's the internet. When you use internet as a noun, it's always the internet. So they always go together. It's always the internet. So it's what the internet is for. Thank you, Genival. Thank you very much for your very pleasant, very nice comments. I appreciate it. So next up, you've got Hiroshi from Japan, and he's also a bit of a maverick, bit of a rule breaker, because he's gone over the 2-minute limit. But you know what? I might sort of edit this down a little bit, but let's see. I'm just going to play some of it and we'll see how it goes. But ladies and gentlemen, please listen carefully for Hiroshi from Japan. So we're moving all the way back over to the other side of the world again, to completely new continents, my former home where I used to live, Japan, the land of the rising sun. And listen now, please, to Hiroshi from Japan.
Hi, Luke. How are you doing? It's raining today in Japan. Most people hate rain. But as your friend says, rain is not too bad. Rain raises flowers and trees like shit does. I'm not good at speaking English. Although I can't speak very well in Japanese too. But I try to take part in your competition. I am a Japanese. I live in Kyushu. You may know where is Kyushu in Japan. I am working for an insurance company. Diverse travel stories come to my ears. Sometimes the trouble of others makes us laugh. You see, it would be funny if we happened to see a man tripped over. Spilled water onto the head of a lady, she got very angry, slapped him, and so on. Your health episode made me laugh. It includes lots of useful words and phrases as well. Diverse of disgusting things are related in health problems, from fart to poo, but they are all funny from some point of view. Sometimes I even like them. They are sometimes the most popular topic in the conversation between my wife and me. It goes like this. Hey, why are you making such a funny face?
I am trying to make sea tone by fart.
Then no sound.
Oh, I couldn't make it, but E.
E means poo in Japanese. We like this kind of dirty joke very much. Comedians are good at mimic sounds very much, aren't they? You are good at mimic as well. You may become a great comedian or movie star someday, 'cause you are so clever and handsome as well. My memory of disease is disgusting and funny too. One day I tried to eat pig's foot at pub. Pig's foot seems to be some people's delicacy in Japan. I was drunk. I ate it. It wasn't too bad. But a few minutes later, when I got remembering about the pig's foot, I felt sick. I couldn't stop vomiting, so I did. Very disgusting. I never ate it again. One day, my friend and I challenged to eat a huge dish of curry at a restaurant. If we could have eaten up all the curry, we could get rid of paying for it. I gave up soon, but my friend was tough. He ate and ate, and the food was almost disappearing. When he stopped eating, his face turned to pale. Then what happened was, you could guess, he vomited all the curry out to the table. Of course, we had to pay for the curry. I snore. I didn't realize that before my wife recorded it by her iPhone lately. My snoring was surprisingly loud. It goes like this. At that moment, I remembered about a poor guy. I was happened to be staying in a small room in the backpackers with him. He said to me that I snore very much, that he can't sleep well. I didn't believe it.
and I was wondering why this odd guy is sleeping all day long without going out to some nice places in such a fine day. One night I had fallen into ditch with my bike and broken my bone. When I was in hospital to cure the fracture, I got very hairy because of the side effect of the medicine. It was funny to see me like a monkey in the mirror, but since then, I don't believe any medicine. I believe good food and exercise instead. They make me healthy enough that I don't pick up any cold for a long time. I don't believe supplements, too, for another reason. Diverse of supplements are popular among the Japanese people. But why should I take a small pill made from crab's shell? I'd rather take a real good crab meat. I prefer a glass of wine rather than take a pill of profanol made from grape's skin. I appreciate your great effort to help English learners who are struggling to master it. I believe your effort will bloom and make a great harvest sooner or later. Thank you very much, Luke. Bye, 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 bye.
Well, thank you very much, Hiroshi. That was very funny and very disgusting comments with various little stories. And, you know, to be honest with you, you broke the two-minute rule. In fact, that was 6 minutes long. So, you know, even though the stories were clearly quite hilarious and really disgusting, maybe you should, you know, take that into account when voting. But, crikey, you've had some interesting experiences, haven't you, Hiroshi? You were in hospital and they gave you drugs that made your hair grow and you ended up looking like a monkey. You had an eating competition with a friend at a curry restaurant and your friend ended up puking all over the table. You play games with your wife where you try and fart and you end up pooing in your pants. The list goes on. And what happened? You fell into a ditch with a bike or something? Anyway, very funny stories. And thank you very much for your very, very flattering comments about how handsome and clever I am. Of course I am extremely clever and stunningly handsome. So thanks for noticing. Let's see, you said, I should give you some feedback. You said, I'm a Japanese. It should be, I'm Japanese. I don't think we say a Japanese person, but I'm Japanese, as far as I'm concerned. You also said, good at mimic sounds. You said that I'm good at mimic sounds. It should be good at mimicking. So good at is followed by an ing form. I'm good at mimicking. Thanks. Thanks for saying that. Mimicking, by the way, means copying. You know, like if you copy a sound, like, I don't know, the sound of a bottle being opened, you know, that someone pouring water from a bottle, that kind of thing, to mimic a sound, right? You said, I snore very much that he can't sleep well. I snore very much that he can't sleep well. It should be, I snored so much that he can't sleep well. You were in a backpacker's hostel and the poor guy in your room couldn't sleep because he snored so well. And so you ruined his whole holiday because he had to stay in all day and sleep even though it was beautiful outside and he was on holiday. My goodness. What else? One night I had fallen into a ditch. Should just be one night I fell into a ditch. You don't need to use past perfect there. Just past simple. One night I fell into a ditch. And finally you said, I don't believe any medicine. And it should be, I don't believe in any medicine. So to believe something means, you normally say believe a person. I don't believe you. I don't believe him. And I don't believe in something means that you think that they're not real or that they don't really work. You have no faith in it. So I don't believe in medicine. I don't believe in ghosts, for example. And a very nice comment you made about the fact that eventually all of this work will bloom into a very productive harvest for me one day, and I sincerely hope that you're right, Hiroshi, I really do. So next we're going to have Juan Carlos from Mexico. So again, back to South America. Is Mexico South America or is it Central America? I'm not sure, but anyway, it's Mexico, isn't it? So we're now going to travel to Mexico in order to hear from Juan Carlos. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, look. My name is Juan Carlos. I'm from Mexico City. I'm here recording this short speaking session to talk about how to swear in British English. In concern of your podcast, I think that the first thing we learn we are studying English are swear words. Well, I don't know why, but in all the language we know, there are a lot of swear words, and English is not an exception. We use those swear words, or prohibited words, to maybe calm down when we are on a stressful situations, like when something went wrong and when we hit with hammer on our fingers, that kind of situations. We can use these words with friends, with very close friends, not with all the persons, and obviously not with your boss or some person of authority. I can recommend to all of the people that are hearing me that remember that the use of swear words in English is not appropriate, in spite of the fact that we are open-minded. We mustn't use it because we are learning the language and we are not natives. Well, it's not appropriate to use the English in a bad way. But well, the podcast was very interesting. I could figure out how to use some of the swear words. And then, well, I want to congratulate you because of your podcast. You are doing really great. We are learning a lot with your podcast. So thank you, Luke, and have a good night. Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you very much, Juan Carlos. Nice to hear your comments about how to swear. And I should probably mention the fact that the pronunciation of the word is swear, so that's air, the air sound, swear. And what kind of situations, you said, and it should be what kind of situation. And I'm very glad to, you know, provide some useful information about swearing in English, and whether it's appropriate or not, and just all of the different words that there are, all those horrendously rude expressions that there are out there, so that you just know, just for your information. Right, so there's one more episode, one more comment in this episode, and then in the second episode you'll hear the other comments. So the final comment is from Kirill from Belarus.
Hello, there is nothing wrong with your iPod set. Do not attempt to adjust the sound. We are controlling transmission. Luke's English podcast now is our.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello, Luke. That was a joke. What I want to say? First of all, thank you very much for so wonderful podcast. It's really amazing that you are doing it all for free for us. It's very generous to doing such activity just for free for so long period of time. I have listened almost all of your recordings, and you know, they are great, all of them. What really amused me is your ability to talk It's really astonishing when you just speaking with yourself. I believe it's very hard. As you can guess, my favorite episode, I think, it's the ice cream episode. What I want to say to all of you, people, don't give up. English learning is not so simple, but it can be interesting. Stay positive and motivated, and you will love this language. So, Luke, thanks again for this wonderful, wonderful job that you are doing. Carry on this activity. And see you!
Very nice, Kirill. I wondered what was happening at the beginning of that, but it felt like sort of aliens had interrupted or taken control of Luke's English podcast for a moment, but then I realised it was just a joke and everything was okay. So, very nice to say those things, Kirill, and I'm glad that you enjoy when I just talk and talk and talk without really making much sense sometimes. So glad to know that my sort of strange ramblings are considered useful or interesting by people. So that's very nice. Let's see. Very good advice for you as well. Stay positive. Keep going. Don't give up. I totally agree with you, Kirill. Very lovely. Some nice guitar music playing in the background there. I wonder if that's some traditional music from Belarus or just something that you enjoy listening to yourself. But it was nice. It added a nice bit of atmosphere. Couple of things that you said. One was thank you for so wonderful podcasts, and it should be thank you for such wonderful podcasts. And you're very generous. What did you say? Very generous for doing something. Well, that's correct. Maybe I wrote it down correct. Anyway, you're generous for doing something. Okay, that's it. So you've heard their competition entries from these people. Camilla from Brazil, Christina from Italy, Daniel from Spain, Dimitri from Moscow, Elisa from Finland, Evelina from Poland, Faru and Nodir from Uzbekistan, Genival from Brazil, Hiroshi from Japan, Juan Carlos from Mexico, and Kirill from Belarus. So, you can vote for which one was your favourite there, and also stay tuned. Look out for the next episode, which will be uploaded very soon, and you'll also be able to hear the rest of the competition entries which I have received, and you can vote for your favourite again. So, and then, as I said, the one with the most votes will become the winner and will win the coveted prize of the Macmillan Phrasal Verb Dictionary. I think that's pretty much all I have to say at this point. I believe that's it. So that's the end of part one. Thank you for listening, and do listen to part two as well. And of course, after these two episodes, normal programming of Luke's English podcast will commence, and it'll be the normal usual stuff with me talking about whatever's going on and interviewing people and sharing bits of comedy with you and so on. So normal programming will resume after these two special competition episodes. That's the end of this episode now. You will be able to listen to Daniel from Spain's full recording that he made after the jingle at the end of this episode, if you'd like to listen to that. Thank you very much for listening, and do remember to stay tuned, listen to the next episode. That's it. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to visit teacherluke.podomatic.com for more information.
Hello, Luke. This is Daniel Rocco from Spain. I'm also a teacher of English, and I'd like to thank you for your excellent job on podcasting. I usually listen to your podcasts on my way work, and I think they are really, really useful for students. I really like your stuff. Yeah, I think it's very, very excellent. I'm very, very good. Thank you for them. This is just a response for your video, the 16 ways to say I like it. So I decided to answer some of your podcasting, because I've been listening to you for a couple of months, and I think you deserve another podcast, like an answer, instead of me writing you just an email saying, okay, my name is Daniel, I'm also a teacher of English, and I would like to say thank you for your stuff, you know. And I think you deserve, because of your excellent job, you deserve another podcast. I'm trying to say the things that, well, my impression on your job. And I'm just following a simple outline, but I think it's better for me to just follow some of the steps and to make more English as real as possible, rather than just reading. I think it's a good practice for me as well. Although I'm a teacher of English, I do need to practice from time to time. You know what? I've been teaching for a very long time. Well, for, let's say, 10 years now. And I've been exposed to a lot of bad English, so that means that unless I, you know, I need to practice my speaking, mainly my speaking. I need to talk to someone from time to time. But it's been very difficult for me to do it like that. Well, because you know what, I'm living in Spain and. I used to meet more people, but before now I'm a very busy person as well. I need to work for more than 100 kilometers. Well, actually, about 200 kilometers going back, commuting, you know, every day. So that means that I spent a lot of time on the road listening to some music, some podcasting, and I think yours are, you know, your podcasting is excellent, so that's why I'm just trying to respond your you know what, you speak now, I'm speaking through the microphone, and it's like speaking to the audience, speaking to the internet people, and I think you deserve a response like that, you know, trying to, not just an email, not just saying, hello, I'm here and learning thanks to your podcasting, but more like the interaction. I think it's, well, this is my intention with this first podcast. And I would like to keep on podcasting as well, because I need to, you know, to practice my English as well, yeah. So just following the outline, okay, your podcasting is very positive, yeah, very entertaining as well. I like those of the comedy ones. Actually, I need to yes, I would like you to do more on comedy as well, yeah. Having fun listening to you, very interesting topics you talked about. Perhaps if you could possibly just do something more advanced or more, not just, not so many vocabulary, because advanced students, we don't need so many explanations. We've got, well, we know how to look for the vocabulary and the expressions and so on. Just the real English, trying to, yeah, work on the comedy. I like your explanations, although I like your explanations as well. The comedy ones are like, I remember the one of the fighting between a shark and a bear, you know. I like it, yeah, I like it very much, yeah. The first time I listened to the comedian, it was difficult for me to understand, but as soon as you explain it, I get it right. Yes, it was very helpful for me. Yes, I remember that, yeah. Okay, I liked your video, the 16 ways to say I like it, yes. I usually explain my students the ways of saying you like or you dislike something. and I liked your way of putting it, because you've been very positive. 16 ways to say I like it instead of I don't like. Yeah, so it's really really useful. Yeah, trying to be positive as well. Yeah, so yes, I would say that your podcasting appeals to me very very much. Yeah, and they are very very useful. So finally, I just would like to say that I'm offering my help, my little time, for another podcast. And if you possibly answer, if you could possibly answer this podcast, and because I'm going to send this podcast through the email, so that you could have some an email from me. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me, and I hope you could answer this, yeah, and perhaps we could have a chat, yeah, and just the sharing of experiences, the teaching. I like your tips as well, yeah. Your teaching tips are very useful as well, and I agree with most of them, yeah. Especially, I remember one of the problems with that Spanish people have when they speak in English, the pronunciation, the fluency, and things like that. Yeah, I remember that. Very, very. Yeah, it's the same for me. You know, I've got quite the same problems when I'm teaching my students at the school. Yeah. Well, I think it does it. I don't want to keep on talking. It's about 8 minutes now. Yeah, I think it's enough. And I hope you could find the time to answer this. Thank you so much. Keep up. Yeah, keep up with your podcasting. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed. Bye. 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 Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.